Previously on Dragons Not Included.
Help, you idiots! We're under attack!
We're tracking down members of the cult. You wouldn't happen to be members, would you?
I don't know anything about no cult.
Standing down so they can come past. We're not being squares and stopping them stealing.
Everyone, I found a secret door into a basement. I also found account ledgers. They're embezzling.
The air in this basement is damp and musty smelling. Dozens of gourds hang from the ceiling beams. And the room starts filling with a foul vapour as the ground before you, Ishtra, starts rumbling as something pushes its way out of the earth.
Oh, cool. A boy.
It's a mandragora. Scrutiny, let's start your round with your favourite thing in the whole wide world. Fortitude saving throw.
I rolled a 5.
Greetings and welcome to the Dragons Not Included podcast, a tabletop role-playing game podcast where we're playing Pathfinder, Wrath of the Righteous. My name's Stephen, and I'm the Game Master for our adventure.
My name's Joe, and I'll play Scrutiny for Tiefling Illusionist Rogue.
Hi, my name is David, and I play Elden Aegis, the Human Paladin of Iomedae.
Hello, my name is Rowan, and I play Istra, the Human Cavalier.
Hi, my name is Dan, and I play Han, the Relic Hunter Inquisitor of Drangvale.
Well, Joe, I think you and Scrutiny have waited long enough. Let's roll a d8.
All right, here we go.
As you take a lung full of this strange iridescent vapor filling the room, and your nose starts to bleed.
Oh, joy.
Take 3 points of non-lethal damage.
Right.
3 points. Okay. Just non-lethal, though, so that's not terrible. Non-lethal ticks up, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's weird like that.
So for you listening at home, non-lethal is separate to hit points. What happens there is if your non-lethal hit points are higher than your current hit points, you become staggered. And then if your non-lethal hit points are more than your maximum amount of hit points, you fall unconscious. And when you take any point of magical healing or a full night's rest to get rid of, to gain hit points back, you recover all your non-lethal damage.
Neat.
Yeah, so, joy.
You know, a bit of a nosebleed, just pinch it and your turn to carry on, Scrutiny.
Right, okay. And we have this horrifying little blighter over here.
Be careful, that's my son.
End him.
I've got conflicting advice here. I think I... None of these are gonna be helpful. Never mind. I'm just going to do a classic Scrutiny, waltz on up, and attempt to stab.
So you walk around the other side and you're now flanking with Elden?
Yeah, which triggers my sneak attack damage if I hit... Plus 5 to the roll.
That's a very big if.
Oh, thank you. That's exactly what you want to hear.
The confidence.
Okay, that's an 11. Oh, no. Flanking, plus 2, 13.
A 13 does not hit this fleshy, tuberous, malformed child's armor class.
Lucky for some, but not for you.
Oh, well. I'll just sit here and let the nosebleeds take me.
Like some sort of horrible anime protagonist.
And speaking of the mandragora,
oh no,
it does not notice the tiefling sticking behind him and lightly tickling him with a dagger, but it is still not very happy about someone putting a pick through its lip. And is going to make a full round of attacks on Hans.
No.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, he did ask that, essentially.
So first up will be a slam.
No.
Well, that's a 10 to hit you.
Oh, wow, that worked.
next. Oop, your luck might still be with you. That's a 17 to hit you.
That does hit me.
Oh, okay.
Hang on. Is Elden got his shield out?
Elden does always have his shield out, yes.
Yep, you do have shield wall.
Shield wall. It makes my AC 17, so does a draw hit?
Yes.
Yes, I'm afraid it does.
In that case, it's still... No, that's it.
Okay, take 2 points of bludgeoning damage as its tiny vegetable fist hits you. And I need you to make a fortitude saving throw as it's dripping with poison.
This is being poisoned. Do I actually have anything racially or physically that helps here?
I mean, dwarves are usually good against poison, but someone took some alternate racial traits to replace literally all of them.
Yeah, I'm... That's it, I've got, like, better magic resistance. But no. Ba-ba-ba, so fortitude save. For a total of 13.
Afraid 13 doesn't cut it, Hans.
Yay.
You are now confused. You have the confused condition.
Oh no.
We'll worry about that on your turn, Hans.
Thank you.
And then finally,
nope.
It gains a bite attack against you.
All right, you need to stop, small plant person.
It's like, nah, nah, and that is a 24.
Yes. Look. Yeah.
Okay, take 7 points of piercing damage as its strange barky teeth pierce into you.
Ow.
And it gets a free attempt to grab you.
No! Plant danger! Plant danger!
So this this will be against your combat maneuver defense.
Oh god,
that's
okay.
A 20.
Yes.
Okay, you are now grappled by the Mandragora.
Okay. So... with that...
Up on a little icon on your token right there.
Ah, thank you.
So at the start of your turn, Hans, could you make a fortitude saving throw for me, please?
I can absolutely try.
What did you get, Hans?
It's a 15, I believe!
15, okay. Well, that's close, but you're fine, Hans.
Ah!
Let's resolve the confused condition. You don't get to act the way you want to.
Aw.
Possibly... to decide how you will act.
Okay.
Could you roll for me a D100?
D100. Alright. Let's see. Go! That's a 56.
A 56?
Yes.
Okay, on a 56, you are so... your mind is so addled that you pick the nearest thing you're holding, which would be your pick,
uh-huh.
And jab it into yourself.
Oh no!
Ooh.
Oh no.
Dealing 1d8 points of damage plus your strength modifier.
Oh no. Is this the end for Zombie Hans? Oh god.
Nine. Die.
Oh. Oh, oh no, wow.
Oh. It hurt itself.
So who do we have to replace that?
My eye socket.
Oh god.
Oh. Punished
Hans. Almost. One detail too many.
Well, after that interesting display of events there, Elden, you start your turn off with a fortitude saving throw, please.
I certainly can do. That is an 8 on the dice, plus 9 for 16. 17.
I was not expecting anything else.
Paladin numbers. Okay.
Hans isn't looking so good.
Hans is not looking so good, which is less than ideal. So, how difficult would it be to lay on hands on Hans right now? Would I need to do anything to do it, or can I just... that's a move action to do.
The move action. Would it provoke an attack opportunity?
That is a good question. Let me check. Oh, no, it's not a move action, my apologies, it's a standard action. In which case, my very best option is just to slam at it with the sword. To slam at the Mandragora and get it dead as fast as possible. Okay. I don't know, do I take any penalties for attacking the Mandragora while it's grappling Hans?
Nope, it takes penalties to its AC.
Oh! Well, here we go. So, it takes penalties to its AC for grappling, plus I'm flanking with scrutiny right now. I think it just made quite possibly the worst decision it could have. Bum, 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 bum. So that is a 13 on the dice, plus 7 for radiance, plus 2 for flanking. That's 22 to hit.
A 22 will hit the Mandragora.
Stop biting my friend, fiend!
That is a 7 on the damage dice, plus 3 for 10 points of damage.
10 points of damage. You slash into this creature with radiance, and it is... It is in pain.
Gross!
Yeah, I do appreciate that hit. That was a good hit. Voices need to be appreciated, guys.
Istra, you're no longer nauseated. You're there, Warhammer in hand, weighing heavy. But before you do anything, like everyone else, I'd like you to make a fortitude saving throw against this strange iridescent vapors.
Oh dear. Oh, okay, actually, that's fine. That's a 20.
Hey!
Oh yep, no, actually fine. I'm fine. So Istra is going to round the back of her companions to get up to the Mandragora, the Warhammer heavy in her hands. There's tears at the corner of her eyes. You can't quite tell whether it's the nauseating condition that she's just been through or whether it's sadness. As she looks once again at the hammer, I'll fix it. I'm so sorry, my terrible child. As she swings down onto the Mandragora, so please. That is a 15 to hit.
Well, its AC is 17. If it were not grappling Hans. So, 15 will hit.
Helping!
And that is... 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. And once again... it like pleads at you like a small crying child as it screams in pain, looking at you.
Istra is just... The tears are now coming down her face.
Istra, finish the job!
That's the devil hands on her shoulder.
You know, this is a very moving and touching hard decision for Istra, but Scrutiny, you're up. Your nosebleeds seem to have been staunched for now, but I need you to make another fortitude saving throw against the effects of this vapor.
Oh dear, my fortitude save is not good. Okay. 13, is that good enough?
13? I'm afraid is not good enough. It is one away from good enough.
Oh, you had to enunciate that way, didn't you?
Of course I did. So let me roll another d8 to see what effect you have. As you take a deep breath in, you feel the adrenaline pumping through your veins. Your body is shaking with anticipation. So, for the next 2 hours, you have a plus 2 on initiative checks.
Yes!
Unfortunately, all the adrenaline pumping through your veins is causing you to shake so badly you take a minus 2 penalty to dexterity.
No!
Did Scrutiny just snort something that he shouldn't have?
The vapors.
Yes, poison gas.
So, minus 2 on pretty much everything that's important.
Yeah.
Just dex.
That is important.
Yeah. Just dex, you say to the rogue.
It's
that's like 90% of his shtick.
Actually,
that's gonna be intelligence.
Fine.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I have weapon finesse, so my dagger actually runs on dex.
Is your dex still higher than your strength?
Well, I'll give you a clue. My strength is 10.
So yes.
Yes.
Okay. So it's still fine. Don't worry about it.
But I've lost the plus 1 to my stabbing.
Oh, really?
Because I'm minus 2 to my dex, which is minus 1 to my modifier. Anyway. I still have a plus 2 flanking bonus. That's nice.
And I rolled a grand total of, not good. So it's plus 4, plus 2, 6, plus 8, which is 14?
So close, yet so far away.
I'm assuming that minus
you're including
one,
the flanking
actually,
in that?
Yeah, that's including the flanking.
Yeah, if you did not have the minus one, that would have hit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, the luck of the Joe.
The Joe taketh, and the Joe also taketh away.
Okay, it is the Mandragora's turn, as it's still holding Hans in its toothy, wooden, barky jaw. It's going to try to maintain the grapple on Hans.
Okay.
That's a 16 against your combat maneuver defense.
Yes.
Okay, you are still grappled. With that, it gets to just slam you with its fist. Luckily, the slam is less damage than the bite.
Okay.
Okay, ooh, I rolled maximum damage, though. Sorry, Hans.
Yeah.
Take 6 points of bludgeoning damage.
Are you sorry, though? Are you?
Well, you know, there's a degree to how much I'm sorry.
I'm on minus 4.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's not good.
No, it is not. Hans becomes a ragdoll. A creepy but terrifying ragdoll.
It's still chewing on him like a dog with a toy. Just nang, 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 nang,
nang, nang. On the plus side, he's not confused anymore. Thank you. Thank you, Alvin, for always looking on the bright side. You are a guiding light in this game.
Okay, Hans, could you make me a fortitude saving throw at minus 4, please?
Oh, God, okay. Minus 4.
I won't make you roll against the Vable. Oh, actually, you'll still be breathing, so first, let's make it against the the stabilization, then against the vapor.
I hate you, Stephen.
Well, it's only minus 4 on the one to stabilize because you're at minus 4 hit points.
Aha! 10!
10! Okay, you're stabilized. You're no longer bleeding out.
Yay!
Once again, Hans is on the floor.
Just make me a regular fortitude saving throw now, please, Hans.
Aha! 4!
Well,
no, wait, sorry, that's with my fort save. 8!
Okay, well, it could have been the other way around.
Yeah, true.
Open the door. Yeah,
as
the floor.
As you
Hans
breathe in a mouthful of vapor, it burns as you take 3 points of acid damage.
I will minus 7!
Oh dear.
No, Gabe, I'm not minus 47, I'm on minus 7.
Elden, as your companion has fallen to the floor and his lungs are being burned from the inside out.
Here's an important question, Stephen. Has the Mandragora released the grapple?
I believe it will be it's a free action to do so, I think. So I think it'll be on its turn, though, to release the grapple. So, it's still got the grapple condition. But before anything, Elden, my old good buddy, my old pal, my mucker, I need you to make me a fortitude saving throw against the ever-changing iridescent gas.
Always fun. Well, that's a 19 on the dice. I would have liked to have saved that for my attack roll. 19 plus 9 is 28.
But just remember, dice have memory, and don't let anyone else tell you that.
So I imagine 28 is a pass on
that. 28 is a pass. Yeah, I'm not expecting you to fail.
Thank goodness. As Elden plans to sock the child with his longsword. That is a 15 on the dice, plus 9 is 24, thank goodness for flanking.
A 24 is way more than enough.
Thank goodness. That is maximum damage for 11 points.
11 points of damage. You swing radiant true, your righteous indignation to defend Hans, as you slice through the tubery body of this strange demon vegetable child, taking it low as it gasps its last breath, letting go of Hans and falling to a pile of vegetable matter on the floor.
All right. We need to rescue poor Hans. He's unconscious.
Again.
Well.
Again. Yet he keeps still wandering into the melee.
Before you'd have a chance to do that, I need everyone to make a fortitude, another fortitude saving throw for me, please, including Hans.
As you do.
Oh,
sadness. That is a 12 plus 9. That's a 21.
That's a snake.
Oh, that's not good. That's a 10.
Okay, you two are not so fine.
It's not terrible.
Hey,
it's a 14.
I am incredibly fine, I'll have you know.
You are perfectly fine. You are so fine, Hans. I mean, other than being unconscious and on the floor.
Yeah.
So, as Istra, you haven't had one yet, so let's roll for you first.
Nausea?
Yay.
Okay, you take 1d6 points of electricity damage as the static caused from the buildup of this vapor shocks you.
Ow!
But I believe as a definite human, you have energy resistance, right?
Yes, but it's cold.
No, you took a definite human alternate racial alternate human trait.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And his alternates.
3 points of electricity damage.
Ow.
And then scrutiny, let's roll for you. You also feel the static shock and take d6 points of electricity damage. 5 points.
5 points of electricity damage. Right.
But I believe you didn't take the alternate racial, I mean tiefling, trait.
No, I don't think so. Hang on. Check. Fiendish resistance. Tieflings have cold resistance 5. Electricity resistance 5, yeah. And fire resistance 5. That is such a nice thing. Istra, don't you wish you had that?
But she's not a tiefling, she's a human.
Exactly.
I know. I'm trying to create fiendish resistance envy.
Fiendish envy, if you will.
But you have a chance to heal Hans.
Yeah, I was going to say. Probably is going to be like, everyone leave quickly, get out of the gas. I'm going to lay on hands on Hans just to get some of his hit points back.
You mean lay on hands?
Die.
I think you mean Iomadai.
Iomadai.
That's
a very punny episode.
5 points of hit points, but we should probably get out of the gas while we can.
How many points is that, sorry?
5. Yeah, I'm going to drag.
Yay.
Hang on. Istra is going to kick some dirt over the child as a shoddy burial on her way out. If you want me to take another fort save, I will. But Istra is making a point of doing this.
You know, as you've so kindly offered, please make me another fortitude saving throw.
That is a 16 this time.
Okay, you're fine, you know. You're too busy crying to be able to take large, deep breaths.
She's not crying. It's just the vapor gas.
Yeah, you managed to drag.
Can't believe this is coming down with the vapors.
And you get close to the stairs where the gas seems to be not affecting you. And after another half a minute, the gases fully dissipate, and the room seems somewhat safe, but you don't know what else lurks within.
All right, I'm going to take this opportunity to lay on hands again.
Actually, I will offer you a thing of cure moderate wounds. Is like a, will this help?
I think we'll
with the hand already on Hans, healing 6 points of damage. Elden says, absolutely.
So there's a thing about RPG economics. This is going to be relevant. You generally want to expend the resources which are refundable, like spells and daily abilities, before you spend items.
True, but also he's incredibly damaged.
Either way, I already planted the hand on him, so Hans, you have regained from whatever you were at another 6 hit points.
I'm on 4! I live! Ow, my face. Oh no, my face. My stomach. My spine. My lungs. Oh god, my lungs.
Yes, you took quite a beating.
You even beat yourself up.
My eye!
Yes, can't imagine that was very good.
Has managed to heal it before the damage got too bad, so you have vision in it. It just stings.
It's like someone squirted lemon juice in my eye. It pains. Oh, God. Ah. Okay. So is the plant thing dead?
Yes, very.
Oh, okay. What else is... So what are we doing now?
You're still looking pretty rough.
Oh.
Maybe take a back seat whilst we continue to explore.
I'm also going to lay on hands myself. 6 hit points.
That's not a bad idea. I'm going to sit in that chair over there and read through this book. Let me know if you need anything.
Right, if the gas... We've waited long enough to let the gas clear. Now might be a good time for Scrutiny to do another sweep. Check how everything's going. Make sure there aren't any more traps, maybe?
Oh, certainly. I'll give my best shot. Let us have a look, please. No more surprises.
You see lots of fancy, nice dried gourds hanging from the ceiling. But once I mentioned before, there is the pentagram with a goat's head in the center.
Yeah.
There is a chest, and there is the statue that swung and destroyed the bottle.
Joy. Right. Okay. Could we have another look at that statue?
Yes. You do know it's magical. It has a transmutation aura on it.
If Scrutiny is going to be walking closer to that, Elden is going to walk alongside. He's going to back him up.
Right. Okay, transmutation. By studying its aura more closely, can I learn anything else, or is that the extent of what...
Yeah, make a spellcraft check for me, please.
Okay. Or, as all the cool kids call it, Splee Crafty. 7 plus 10, 17.
17, okay. It seems to be quite a simple mechanism. It's not exactly like a powerful magic item. It's just a toy that has a function that its arms can swing if the phrase word is spoken.
Huh. Okay.
The phrase that was spoken, I imagine, was the magic mouth on the wall informing us that they'd caught us out and that they would kill us, and then it swung down and activated the gas. That was the...
Oh, okay. Clever. Very clever.
Basically an active now.
You can make an appraise check on it if you want, Scrutiny.
Yeah, I'll give that a go. I've actually got points in this. I know what things are worth. That's a 19 plus 7. That is 26.
Okay, you take a minute to look it over. It's quite weighty. It weighs about 10 pounds. And you think it's a nice trinket, even though it's depicting something rather horrific. It probably would be worth around 250 gold.
Yeah, well, that's certainly going to help with the war funds. Should we refer to
yes, the war effort. That would be very helpful. 250 gold. Goodness, that's 5 potions of cure light wounds.
You could buy more war bonds.
Hey, Stephen, while all this is going on, can I roll a stealth to try and stealthily take a gourd while everyone's distracted?
Of course you can.
Brilliant, thank you. So this is a 15 minus 4. That's 11.
You are in a complete assurance that you have stolen this gourd in the utmost stealth.
Absolutely.
On the other hand, everyone has seen you do it.
It's very much the shifty, like, looking around, like, haha, I've gotten away with it.
Yeah, you bite into it, and it's dry and horrible, like it's been hanging here for weeks. And it does not taste very nice, nor does it satiate your hunger.
She's just going to drop it on the floor. Technically, it's where the mandragora is, but she's already forgotten that that existed, so she's just carrying on.
Wow.
There's this mandragora face down on the ground with some soil kicked over it, and she just drops a gourd on its head. Just...
Yes, the other two things of interest are obviously this symbol on the wall and the chest by the desk.
You know,
it's a little bit late, but we could always try the passphrase.
Yes.
Did you guys not already?
I mean, never mind.
No, we didn't. We didn't.
I've scrutiny did it.
I brought it up because he straight up did in the last episode.
Oh, he totally did. But did anything happen?
No. And once again, nothing happens.
I've new materials for the archive.
Oh, no, I don't think saying it again will make it work.
I didn't know if whatever hadn't received it's, you know, sometimes it can be very directional.
I think the head's definitely dead. It's not going to respond.
It really sounds like he's doing stand-up, but the joke's not exactly hitting. I have new materials for the archive.
If you want to check out that chest, Scrutiny, Alden will attempt some sort of analysis on the symbology here.
Yeah, make a knowledge religion check for me, please, Alden.
I say as if it's not very obviously some sort of altar to Baphomet. That is an 18 on the dice, plus 6, that's a 24.
A 24, okay, well. So you recognize this is a very obvious unholy symbol of the demon lord Baphomet. Though it's slightly different to the one you've seen before in the temples in the underground. That this one is, you know, Elden, from your training of, like, spotting unholy and evil things. This is the symbol that are used by his humanoid worshippers, who are more civilized, shall we say. So it's the underground one that civilized cults would use.
Oh.
And as you're sort of saying this out loud, you say the word Baphomet, and in Scrutiny's hand, the toy starts swinging its arm once again.
Yeah, he retracts his hand. Okay. Warn me next time that you say Baphomet.
It starts swinging its hand again.
Scrutiny, you can't say Baphomet while you're holding it.
I'm aware that you can't say Baphomet. I was the one
holding it. While holding it, it'll start swinging if you say Baphomet.
Okay, did just you guys so say we Baphomet? Are entirely clear, you two over there, we cannot say the word Baphomet in the presence of this thing.
So don't say Baphomet.
Wait, why is everyone yelling Baphomet?
Would you mind making me another knowledge religion check for me, please, Elden?
I certainly can do. That is... Oh, it's a bit of a low one. That's a 15 plus 6. That is... 21.
Okay, 21. You've probably once again seen this in textbooks. You recognize the doll. It's a, like I said, a human woman with a serpentine lower half and 6 arms wielding 6 swords. It appears to take on the form of a Marilith demon, a very high level demon that are usually the war masters of the abyss.
Oh dear.
Wish to elucidate that?
Well, for one, this is some very nice craftsmanship, but that is, it's a Marilith demon.
Ah.
Incredibly high-ranked war masters of the abyss. We might be dealing with something very embedded here. How's your progress on the chest?
Oh, yes. I am doing all right. If I just do this last thing, I roll a 15 on the disabled device.
Okay. The chest was not locked.
It's like, how are you doing? Scrutiny's been, like, going around the side, like, feeling it, feeling for secret mechanisms, and Elf just, like, kicks it and the lid pops.
I meant to do that.
Okay. You open the chest, it's pretty empty. There is a parchment note sitting on top of a pile of metal objects.
Okay. Detect magic first. In case it's exploding runes.
You do not detect any magic coming from any object in the chest.
Oh, nice, okay. I pick it up and I give it a read.
Okay. The note says, "We don't need these anymore, but figured if you survived our surprise, it would just be plain rude to leave behind an empty chest for your troubles."
You know, I appreciate their manners. That's...
Well, that was very nice of them, all things considered.
And, sitting under the note are five holy symbols of Iomedae.
Oh. Ah. Okay, he closes the lid. Well, there we go.
Could you make me a perception check, please, Scrutiny?
Yeah, okay. That is a 24.
Okay, you do notice that looking over these holy symbols of Iomedae, they seem to be coated with a thin layer of a sticky substance.
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay, close door. Yep, close the chest. Okay, well, they left us a note. He tears it up. That is all. Let us be gone.
There's nothing else around the room, is there? Because while this is going on, Istra will just be, like, kicking the dirt, looking for stuff.
Yeah, no, you're not finding anything of interest. It seems like the cultists that were using this as a safe house took everything, left, and left a trap for any of Iomedae's faithful who came looking for them.
While this is going on, Hans is going to pull out the one they got earlier and just double check. It's per charge is a casting of Cure Light Wounds.
Yeah, it'll be 1d8 plus 1.
1d8 plus 1. So yes, he's probably going to use that when he gets his health there. Probably twice, just to get it up there.
You're just going to make sure to keep track of your charges.
So for a total of 5 and then 7. So 12 more health back. So he's looking a lot better.
Was that a plus with the plus ones
for
each?
Yeah, that was with the plus one for each.
Yeah.
So he's now at 16 out of 20, which is a lot better than negative 7.
And after you're done searching for our scrutiny, you get another nosebleed again.
Oh, okay.
Take 1 point of non-lethal damage.
Oh, joy.
Are you okay?
I'm guessing this is a continuous effect for a little while.
Are you thinking too hard?
He's thinking too fast because of the adrenaline.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Scrutiny's still shaking because of the adrenaline still pumping through his system.
I'm fine.
Scrutiny, you have a little bit of powdered sugar just there.
You don't look fine. You look wired.
What is wiring?
It's the stuff that they use to bind bales.
Yeah.
It's like the fine metal.
Pliabond.
He looks like he's bound in metal.
Yeah, I'm losing the point of this.
I was actually going to say, he just looks like a...
What's the metaphor?
He just looks like a bunch of the kids that used to hang out behind the church.
Either way, this building seems relatively solid. It might be worth holding up here for a little bit, settling down, licking our wounds before we move on.
Is anyone else injured? Because the wand is actually quite useful.
I'm pretty good.
Alright.
Might be worth doing one to Scrutiny. He doesn't look quite alright.
I'm fine. It's only lethal damage. It doesn't add to my med. It doesn't hurt.
Actually, Scrutiny.
Can I make a check to figure out random nose
Scrutiny? There's a very quick way.
Oh no, he's gained meta knowledge.
meta knowledge of nosebleeds.
Yeah.
To be fair, they'd be quite hard to see on Scrutiny's skin. Okay. Well, that is not very good. That's a 9 on the dice, plus 3, that's 12.
Yeah, you mean he probably just, like, hurt his nose on something, it'll be fine.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine! Fine.
There's an easy way to check for the shaking as well, if you want. Okay, so, Scooty.
I wouldn't trust anything that man gives you.
I'm not going to give him anything. and to be fair, I carry no stuff that I can give him. Anyway, so Scrutiny, this is a test that my teachers used to do on any of the new recruits when they came back from their first, acquisition run. Okay, so imagine you're in a corridor. Close your eyes. See the corridor ahead of you. There's a left and a right and a full. Are you seeing it?
Mm-hmm.
So, you go forward. Yes. There is another left or right or full. You can go left or right or forward. Which one do you choose?
Right.
Okay, so you're going right. You're down this corridor. It's dark and you're alone. And suddenly, and then Hans just like whacks the table as loud as possible to make up a huge bang.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's wide. He's very wide.
How do we fix him, Doc?
I don't know. There's the old way where you can do it the peasant's way, where we bleed him of all his adrenaline. Which involves...
He's already got the gang with a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Oh, in that case, Hans pulls out, I forgot we bought this, the like metal pipe wrapped in fabric he got.
No! Do not wax scrutiny with a sap right now. We have some potions of lesser restoration. Reasonably, do you think that would fix it?
But fix what?
But you don't know anything. It's just the nosebleed.
Nah, that's fair.
It's fine. Let's just go.
I was thinking more of the adrenaline stuff, like the jumpiness.
Anyway, we're gonna go see if his family's alive.
Let's go see if his family's alive.
If anyone asks, we're from rehab.
Before we hop off, I'm actually going to drink one of my potions to cure light wounds, because funny. Well, that's 4 plus 1, that's 5 hit points back. I'm on full!
Anyway, are we leaving?
Yes, we should probably head out.
On to Scrutiny's parents, and as far as they're aware, we're from the rehab center.
Tread carefully, everyone.
Isra, are you coming, or are you just going to stand in the middle of the room over there?
Oh, what?
There
Sorry,
okay. There you go. Now you're paying attention.
Barges past everyone up the stairs.
You head up north, making your way through the ruined city. You know, Scrutiny, if it wasn't for the adrenaline, he'd probably be quite apprehensive, but he's just sort of ready to go.
Just takes off jogging down Main Street.
Unless you start going through a more business district of this northern part of Gate District. Scrutiny, your eyes meet a familiar sight of a small yet homely blacksmith shop. It seems like the blacksmithing area has borne the brunt of this quite well. The large timber beams and supported masonry are doing quite well, but the residential half of the building where you would live, that has completely collapsed in on itself.
All graces, I suppose. Okay.
How do you want to approach this, Scrutiny?
Well, let's have a look. I'll approach. No, but if they'd like to see that. Alright, let's assume Tanavil. There could be something in. I don't know. I don't know.
Heads on a swivel, everyone. Be careful. We have your back.
I approach the building, looking out to see if there's anything watching me from the windows.
You don't see anything in the windows. Make a perception check for me, though, please, Scrutiny.
Right. Not a great result. A 5 plus 6, that's 11.
You don't notice it for a little bit, Scrutiny, but after a while you can hear the sound of, like, someone in pain, belated breathing, and a soft moan coming from underneath the rubble in the house. And on that somber note, we'll end the session there.
Oh, you fuck!
Boy, can't wait to see what happens next time. I'm just stopping in to give some shoutouts and some thanks. First of all, thank you to Social Introvert on SoundCloud for the use of our wonderful theme song. Secondly, for all the awesome music and atmospheric sound you've been hearing, we've been using Sirenscape.com. It has some absolutely incredible music for these kinds of games, and we wouldn't know what to do without it. Please follow us on whichever platform you're listening on to keep up with episodes and to get notifications when new episodes are released. And give us a rating if you feel like it. And our social media links are in the show notes below. We hope to see you again soon. And hey, thanks for listening.